For 4 months, Ram and Lakshman dwelt within a mountain cave. Feeling intense separation from Sita, Ram could not find any pleasure in the scenic beauty of that mountainous region. Ram was unable to sleep at night and constantly shed tears of anguish. One day, Ram said to Lakshman, "After evaporating water from the ocean for 9 months, the sky now sends forth heavy showers of rain. Dark clouds as large as hills range across the sky in clusters, creating a mood of melancholy, and the golden lightning, as it streaks inside a blackish monsoon cloud, appears just like Sita in the arms of Ravana. The lush green grass, spotted with various flowers and restless birds, provides a colorful dress for Mother Earth. Bees are humming, the frogs are croaking, and the rumble of thunder and the patter of the rain provide musical accompaniment. And surely, Sugriva is thus able to enjoy all of this, for his objective has been fulfilled. But without Sita, I am like the bank of a river which erodes from the river's constant current." Lakshman would try to encourage Ram, pointing out that the purpose of a grieving man is never fulfilled, and regardless, the dark skies and frequent rains that nourish the tropical jungle only intensified Ram's longing for Sita. Ram had assumed that when he helped Sugriva to regain his kingdom, Sugriva would thus remember his obligation to assist Ram in finding Sita. But when autumn arrived and the skies became clear, Sugriva did not come forward to meet Ram. Having achieved his goal, and now without cause of fear, Sugriva had begun to spend his time completely absorbed in enjoying the company of young women in private, especially his wife Ruma and the newly acquired Tara. Thus, Sugriva even neglected to fulfill his obligation of managing the state administration. When Hanuman saw how Sugriva had become a slave to sensuality and thereby becoming negligent in his duties, Hanuman approached the king and advised, "You must keep your promise and fulfill your obligation to Ram. Only out of respect for you has Ram not personally come here to remind you. However, you must remember that it is only by Ram's grace that you have been allowed to prosper. So it is now time for you to summon the more than 10 million monkeys under your command and bring an all-out search for Sita." Momentarily, Hanuman's speech brought Sugriva back to his senses. He then called Nila and ordered, "Let my proclamation be broadcast to all the monkey warriors. All must proceed here for duty within 15 days, or else face the death sentence." And giving this command, Sugriva returned to his inner apartments. The beauty of autumn only heightened Ram's anguish in separation from Sita. When Ram could understand that Sugriva was simply wallowing in a life of sensuality, Ram became yet even more depressed. Lakshman also became despondent upon witnessing Ram's grief, and he tried his best to cheer him. One day, Ram decided, "Now that autumn has arrived, the ground is dry and firm. The air is crisp and cool. So this is the perfect time to initiate a military campaign. But unfortunately, Sugriva is not to be seen. It appears that he has forgotten all sense of duty, being fully absorbed in the pleasure of the association of women." Therefore, my dear Lakshman, I want you to go to Kishkindya and admonish Sugriva in my name. And you should say, O king of the monkeys, one who acts like you is the most vile of persons. And so I am astonished that you are not afraid of neglecting Ram, the slayer of your elder brother. I hereby warn you that if you neglect your promise to help Ram find Sita, then Ram will personally come to Kishkindya and kill you along with all of your relatives. When Ram exhibited his anger, born of intense transcendental frustration, Lakshman also became incited with rage. Picking up his bow, Lakshman declared, If that rascal Sugriva does not jump to execute your command, then I shall kill him myself this very day. As Lakshman quickly departed, Ram tried to restrain his brother's anger. First, speak to Sugriva in a conciliatory tone, for I am sure that will be enough to bring him to his senses. In a mood of great indignation, Lakshman entered Kishkindya, a beautiful city built within a large cave. As he rushed like a mad elephant toward Sugriva's palace, Lakshman knocked down the trees that stood in his path. When the many fierce monkeys guarding the palace entrance saw Lakshman approach, his lips trembling in rage, they began gathering weapons by uprooting large trees and tearing down mountain peaks. When Lakshman saw the monkey guards arming themselves in this way, Lakshman became so ferocious that the monkey guards became panic-stricken and fearfully ran away. The ministers rushed to Sugriva in order to inform him of the arrival of Lakshman, who was in such an angry mood. However, Sugriva was fully absorbed in sexual activities with Tara, and so he did not pay much heed to his ministers. As the ministers ordered the monkeys to arm themselves in preparation for battle, the enraged Lakshman met Angada and told him to inform Sugriva of his arrival. At that, Angada went into Sugriva's chamber and, clasping his uncle's feet, informed him of Lakshman's presence. However, Sugriva had fallen asleep in a drunken state and failed to rise. Only when numerous monkeys began to clamor loudly around Sugriva did he finally arise. Out of fear of Lakshman, Sugriva came to his senses. As he opened his bloodshot eyes, his ministers informed him, Lakshman is now waiting for you outside the palace gates in a highly agitated state. So we urge you to go out immediately, offer your obeisances, and submit yourself to him. Pray, this will appease his anger. Having finally realized the gravity of the situation, Sugriva hastily arose from bed, wondering why Lakshman would be angry with him. Hanuman then reminded Sugriva, O king, due to becoming absorbed in sense gratification, you have not even noticed how the time has passed. Autumn has long since arrived, and yet you have neglected to fulfill your promise to help Ram in his search for Sita. Lakshman has now come here just to remind you. So I suggest you approach him with folded hands and hope that you may somehow appease him. Then, on the order of Sugriva, Angada escorted Lakshman into the palace. All the monkeys who previously had taken up weapons now stood with folded hands to greet Lakshman. When Lakshman came to the inner apartments of Sugriva's palace, he could hear the voices of women singing to the accompaniment of musical instruments mixed with the jingling sound of their ornaments. Indeed, upon seeing all the young, beautiful women, Lakshman became somewhat ashamed due to his vow in shunning the company of others' wives. Although he restrained himself from entering, Lakshman did announce his arrival by twanging his mighty bow. Sugriva trembled upon hearing that sound and told Tar, "I wonder why Lakshman is angry. I think it would be better for you to go out first and try to appease him." Tara then came before Lakshman, with her dress loosened and her eyes rolling from intoxication. Lakshman's anger subsided, and he humbly looked down towards her feet out of respect. Then Tara inquired, "Oh, my dear prince, why are you so angry with Sugriva?" "It is because your husband has neglected his obligation to Ram, preferring instead to pass his days in his inner apartments dallying with women." "Oh, Lakshman, you must forgive Sugriva, for he has lost his good intelligence under the sway of lust. Why, even great rishis sometimes hanker for sense gratification, so what to speak of a fickle-minded monkey? Please, do not think that Sugriva has forgotten his obligation to Ram. Why, he has already called for millions of monkeys to assemble here just to begin the search for Sita. Please, come in and talk to Sugriva yourself." Lakshman entered the inner apartments of the palace, and when he saw the fabulous opulence and bevies of beautiful women, his anger became again aroused. Sugriva was seated upon a couch, embracing Ruma. However, upon seeing Lakshman enter, he hurriedly stood up with folded hands, as did all the ladies present. Lakshman then chastised Sugriva. "You have simply made empty promises, proving yourself to be a false friend. Therefore, you are most abominable. One who receives help from a sincere friend and does not repay that service is considered hard-hearted and must be killed. Indeed, once, even Lord Brahma saw such an ungrateful person, and he exclaimed, 'The means of atonement has been prescribed for the killer of a cow, a drunkard, a thief, or one who has broken a sacred vow. But for an ungrateful soul, there is no atonement.' I warn you, Sugriva, if you do not begin helping Ram immediately, then you will meet your brother Vali in the abode of Yamaraj this very day." Chara then replied on behalf of her husband, "O Lakshman, Sugriva is not a liar, nor is he hard-hearted, and he has not forgotten what Ram did on his behalf. His only fault is losing all sense of time because of overindulgence in sense gratification. We have heard that in Lanka, the abode of Ravana, there are 100,000 crores of Rakshasas. Since it would not be possible to kill Ravana without slaying them first, Sugriva has summoned innumerable monkey warriors from all corners of the earth. He has not yet met with Ram or initiated the search for Sita because he is awaiting the monkey's arrival. Sugriva has set a time limit of 15 days. Thus, thousands of monkeys, bears, and baboons are expected to begin arriving at Kishkindhya this very day." And so upon hearing this, Lakshman gave up his anger. Sugriva humbly threw aside his garland and said, "I could never repay Ram for all that he has done for me. Ram is my master and my lord. I will follow him wherever he goes and do whatever he orders. I fully admit that I was at fault, and so I humbly beg your forgiveness. All right, Sugriva, kindly forgive my angry mood as well. I think it would be best for you to go now and see Ram. He will be encouraged by your sincerity. Sugriva then ordered Hanuman, again, summon all the monkeys from the Himalayan, Mahindra, Mandara, and Kailas mountains. Arouse all who are prone to sense indulgence and procrastination. Tell them that anyone who does not respond to my order within 10 days will be killed. Immediately, Hanuman dispatched the monkey leaders in all directions. Then, within the same hour, millions of monkeys began pouring into Kiskindya. After presenting themselves to Sugriva, the monkeys were dismissed. Then, Lakshman again requested Sugriva to go and meet with Ram. Thus, Sugriva had a palanquin brought forth, and he and Lakshman were carried to Ram's dwelling, accompanied by innumerable monkeys. Thereafter, as Lakshman and Sugriva stood before Ram with folded hands, Ram gazed upon the army of monkeys with great pleasure. Sugriva then fell flat before Ram, submitting himself as a fully surrendered soul at his lotus feet. Ram then mercifully lifted up Sugriva and embraced him, without any trace of resentment for Sugriva's past negligence. After offering the Monkey King a seat, Ram instructed Sugriva about royal duties. A king should understand the proper times for dharma, artha, and kama, and then enjoy life accordingly. But when a king gives up the Vedic regulations, being overly attached to sense gratification, and thus indulging himself irregularly, the king is considered thus fallen. And so, my dear Sugriva, now is the time for you to endeavor to find Sita, as you have already vowed. Oh, my dear Ram, please rest assured, I am eager to help you, as are all the monkeys who have assembled here. Ram once again embraced Sugriva, reconfirming their friendship. Thereafter, a huge dust cloud began forming because of the great hordes of monkeys converging upon Kiskindya in response to Sugriva's order. The cloud covered the entire sky so that the sun became veiled. All the great leaders of the monkeys, as well as Jambavan, the king of the bears, came before Sugriva with their millions of followers. The entire surrounding forest and mountain area became completely covered with monkeys. Pointing out the different groups of monkeys, Sugriva said to Ram, "My dear lord, you should consider these monkey warriors as your own army. From now on, please order them as you see fit." Everyone hear me. Our first mission is to locate the abode of Ravana and ascertain whether or not Sita is still alive. My dear Sugriva, you should organize the search parties. When Sita is found, then I will give the necessary orders. Immediately, Sugriva called for the Monkey King Binda and ordered him, "I want you and your soldiers to search everywhere in the eastern direction, including the 7 oceans and 7 islands. Beyond the ocean of milk, there is an ocean of fresh water, wherein lies the subterranean fire. 13 yojanas from the eastern shore of the freshwater ocean is the mountain called Jatarupa Shila, which is made entirely out of golden rocks. It is there that Lord Anantashesha resides, supporting the entire earth. This marks the outer boundary of the eastern quarter. And so, I am giving you 1 month to search this entire area. Anyone who reports back later than that will be executed for neglecting my royal order. Next, Sugriva dispatched Angada, Nila, Hanuman, Jambavan, Mainda, Dvavida, and others to the south, making the son of Bali their leader. After describing the southern region, Sugriva instructed the monkeys, 800 miles beyond the northern shore of the salt ocean is an island that I think must surely be the residence of Ravan. Further to the south is Bhogavati, the capital of Rasatala, which is presided over by Vasuki. Then, beyond the Rishava mountain, which marks the farthest boundary of Bhumandala, is the abode of Yamaraj. Do not search the Pitaloka or anywhere beyond, for no earthly being can go there. Sugriva then dispatched Sushena and his followers to the west, and he instructed them, in the middle of the salt ocean is Pragyotishapur, the city of Narakasura, and the western limit is where the sun sets. But beyond that, there is no information as to what exists, so you should not go there. Finally, Shatabali was dispatched to the north, and Sugriva thus informed him, you will first come to the land of the Malechas, and then the Himalayan mountains. And beyond these mountains is 800 miles of desolate land. After that is Mount Kailas, where Kuvera resides. Beyond Kailas is Krauncha Mountain, then Uttarakuru Province, and finally the Northern Saltwater Sea. In the middle of that is a golden mountain called Somagiri. Therein, Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva reside. And when you see that mountain, you should turn back, for it is not possible to go beyond that point. Sugriva considered Hanuman to be the most capable of finding Sita. In order to encourage him, Sugriva spoke, O Hanuman, of all the powerful monkeys, you are exceptional. There is no one capable of obstructing you on this earth, in the sky, in the heavens, or in the nether regions. And not only do you have superhuman strength, but you are courageous, intelligent, and resourceful. Therefore, I am especially counting on you to find Sita. Hearing these words and observing Hanuman's self-confidence, Ram also became convinced that Hanuman would be the one to find his beloved wife. Taking his own ring, Ram handed it to Hanuman. Look here, my name is inscribed on the inside. When you locate Sita, give her this ring. She will then become convinced that you are my messenger. Oh, my dear Hanuman, I have full confidence that you will be able to carry out this most important mission on my behalf. Accepting the ring, Hanuman touched it to his head and bowed down before Ram. He then departed, while the other monkeys began scouring the earth for Sita. Ram and Lakshman consented to remain in their mountain cave for the next month. After the monkeys had departed, Ram then asked Sugriva, how is it that you have acquired such an extensive knowledge of the geography of this earth? O Ram, after Vali returned to Kishkindhya and banished me, and even though I voluntarily surrendered the kingdom to him, he remained angry and continued to chase after me. Thus, out of fear from my own brother, I continually wandered over the surface of the entire globe seeking shelter. Finally, after some time, Hanuman informed me of Matunga's curse, and so I took shelter of Matunga's ashram.